special.
Welcome to the Cullen Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in companies' profile. Now, the Cullen Economics Report.
Welcome in. You're listening to the weekend edition of the Cullen Economics Report. I am Al Cullen. Hope you guys have had a great week, and I hope you're having a weekend. We've got a good show today. Rick Ackerman, a newsletter writer out of the Colorado, is going to talk about, and I put this in quotes, economic recovery. Is there really an economic recovery? Going to be chatting with Sean Broderick and talking about Sean's new book. Kim Hagelberg is going to join us in the second hour. There is a very, very interesting case going on right now involving I don't want to say that this fellow is on the same category as Bernie Madoff, but, you know, anybody who absconds with money from investors really needs to be brought to justice, in my opinion. And Kim Hagelberg has been covering this story, I should say, for 10 years. And we're going to be talking about that in the second hour. Be that as it may, starting out right now with Addison Wiggin. Addison has been on the show before. Very, very interesting man. He is a best-selling author. Financial Reckoning Day is one of his books. I thought that was absolutely fascinating. He also produced a movie that received, I would have to say, better than average reviews. Very, very interesting. Most of our listeners have seen that. And just a very interesting guy. Addison, thanks for joining me. I appreciate it.
Thanks for having me back, Al.
Here we are, 2010. Is this going to be a good year in your mind for the economy?
I think it's going to be a surprising year for a lot of people. One of the predictions that we're publishing at the moment might come as a surprise to some readers who know our work at the Daily Reckoning. We're expecting a fairly strong short-term rally in the dollar based on weakness in the stock market. I've actually authored a bestseller called The Demise of the Dollar.
Mm-hmm.
Long-term, I think that most people would agree that the policies being followed by Congress in deficit spending and also the Treasury and the amount of leeway that giving the Federal Reserve to print dollars is disastrous for the currency. But in the short term, I think we're going to see a pretty remarkable rally in the dollar. In September of 2008, when the credit crisis hit, when Lehman Brothers declared bankruptcy, we saw a 22% rise in the dollar as people got afraid of having their money overseas and or in the stock market. They mm-hmm. started dumping their money in money market funds, and the dollar benefited greatly. Likewise, treasuries actually paid a negative rate of return for a little while because people would prefer to have their money in treasuries than lose it in the stock market. So we saw a historic rise in the value of treasuries too.
Well,
I think we're going to see a similar period, but for a longer stretch than that crisis in 2008.
You know, if you take your line of reasoning, as I understand it, this could be another example of the decoupling between the value of the U.S. dollar and the value of an ounce of gold. Because I would have to say that if investors and speculators are exiting the conventional stock markets, oftentimes funds are put into gold. I mean, would you agree with that?
Yeah, I would agree with that. But I think what's happening, too, is that there is a heightened degree of uncertainty about markets. So we're seeing a peculiar situation, which is the dollar is gaining strength at the same time that the gold price keeps pressing towards historic highs.
Yeah. That is interesting. It's almost unprecedented in the course of financial history, for lack of better terms. I'm looking for some real turbulent times personally in 2010. Some of the things that are going on right now to me are absolutely terrifying, and terrifying perhaps is too strong a word, but you know, some of the policies of the administration in terms of getting our country back on track just don't make any sense to me, Addison.
I couldn't agree with you more. I just traveled to Nicaragua
mm-hmm.
for the holidays, and I spent a fair amount of time in security lines post the Christmas Day
sure.
underwear bomber.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, you really get a sense that the people making policy decisions in Washington that then reverberate around the world, it's not just impacting the country anymore. It's it's a worldwide kind of fear management system that's in place. You get the sense that they're just reacting to situations as they unfold rather than actually planning or even, you know, governing anymore. They're really just, it's like a PR campaign gone awry.
Yeah.
That's what I feel like is going on. And unfortunately, those kind of situations impact the markets too. So it makes it really difficult to figure out what's going to happen down the road and how people should plan for them in a rational manner.
Yeah, a lot of my colleagues are suggesting on this program that they think the conventional market is going to perform well probably until late spring, specifically May, and then absolutely tank at that point. Does that make any sense to you?
Except I would say that it's sooner.
Yeah.
I was expecting it to begin even before the holidays to show weakness in the stock market. We did get a reprieve and the market has been strong. The whispers of a recovery and the economy doing well post tax credits for houses and post cash for clunkers has carried us through the holidays, and even retail spending wasn't that bad. It wasn't as bad as a lot of people had expected. And I was suspected going into the holidays that people were feeling pretty good. They had had a couple years of bad news, and they wanted a reason to go out, break out the credit cards, and continue spending. And I think we did see that. But that doesn't change the fundamental picture. And, if we make it through the end of the spring and the stock market is still holding up, I'll be surprised.
You know, I read a really interesting editorial that was covered earlier in the week by the New York Times, and the writer was saying that the biggest problem that the American public has right now is that they don't realize the really non-validity, for lack of better terms, of short-term blips in the market. A couple of examples would be, you know, the housing numbers. They weren't really all that great, and a lot of people took that as being, you know, the end of the recession trail. Some of the gyrations that we're seeing in the employment numbers, none of these numbers that are coming out right now are anything more, in my mind, than just short-term blips continuing on a downward trend in terms of overall economic trends in our country.
Well, I think that it points to, where we are in the news cycle, too, because even though they're short-term blips, they're still not good. They're just not as bad as people were expecting.
Well, and
interpreted as good news.
And that's the point. You know, people are saying that, let's take unemployment as an example. Unemployment continues to be at record high levels, almost, okay, and yet a number will come out where people will say, well, it's not as bad as it could have been. And I think that's really fallacious to, engage in that kind of thinking.
Yeah, I think so. And, we have a recent historical experience to bounce it off. This same kind of malaise settled in Japan. Financial Reckoning Day, the book that you mentioned at the outset, was a comparison between the U.S. economy, although we wrote it in 2000, early 2000s, when we were still coming down off the tech boom, there was already in place a very kind of real comparison between the U.S. economy and what had happened in Japan just 10 years before.
Sure.
And now we're a decade into our up and down period where people get excited about stocks for a while and then it falls. And then people get excited about real estate and it falls.
Yeah.
But each time it falls, it finds a new low.
Yeah.
And all the while, the government is trying to paper over the problem by printing and selling more debt. And we know what happens. Japan is a 27-year example.
2010 is going to be an interesting year. Mr. Wagan, thank you so much.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
Our economy is in great distress. The financial dominoes can fall at any time. It's time to stop hoping it doesn't happen and prepare just in case it does. You have auto and home insurance. Why wouldn't you have food insurance? Are you prepared to feed your family long term? Because it might take years to recover. As the adult, it's your responsibility to feed your family, especially during rough times. SurvivalistSeeds.com is offering a package that will give you a 3-acre heirloom vegetable garden anywhere. 50 heirloom varieties, 8,000 vegetable seeds, over 5 pounds of healthy food. Don't be fooled by marketing companies disguised as patriots. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of Don't Tread on Me radio show.
A revolution in smoking is underway. A revolution all smokers of traditional cigarettes should know about. Keep listening for a special offer from PowerVapor.com. Standard tobacco cigarettes contain over 4,000 harmful chemicals. Now it's time to release yourself from the grip of big tobacco and experience true smoking freedom. PowerVapor.com is an e-cigarette with the look, feel, and smoke of a real cigarette, but with no tar, no carbon monoxide, and no bad odors. Power Vapor's e-cigarettes deliver just the right amount of nicotine in a water vapor that looks and feels like real smoke. Yes, you choose from 4 levels of nicotine, and that puts you back in control. Plus, you'll enjoy 8 flavors and big savings over traditional cigarettes. Get the facts and see our demonstration video at PowerVapor.com. That's PowerVapor.com. Log on to PowerVapor.com right now for a special 10% discount and 30-day money-back guarantee. PowerVapor.com, the smoking gun heard round the world.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grapeseed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, back to continue with the first hour of the Corlin Economics Report, heard on all of these Genesis radio stations. I'm chatting with my friend Rick Ackerman right now. Rick is a very perceptive guy who writes a newsletter called Rick's Picks. Something that he wrote last Monday really, really got my attention, and it's important enough that I think that we should talk about it on the air so that you folks are aware of this. In his newsletter dated January 4th, 2010, his feature article was entitled Big Brazen Lies Sustain Economy. And I'm quoting here, quote, "With the help of a credulous news media, Obama, Bernanke, Gettner et al. Have continued to sledgehammer the green shoots story. Actually, it is no longer timid green shoots that are supposedly sprouting up, but a recovery so strongly rooted and powerful that it has sent stocks soaring since March and, more recently, goosed T-bond yields skyward, et cetera, et cetera." Rick, let's talk about that. Give me some facts. I happen to agree with you, but, you know, I'm sure we have some listeners who are, you know, fully convinced that we've got a great economic recovery going on here. Do we?
I don't think so, Alan. I think people see a huge gap there between what they're reading, the kind of spin the administration's putting on it, and what they know anecdotally.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not a mystery. I go out of the house and go shopping. You go to the strip malls or the larger malls, and there are a lot of vacant spaces.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, for a company that's a country that's supposed to be essentially making it on retail, that the consumption accounts for something like 70% of GDP,
mm-hmm.
people I know who are in the business of selling things are all working harder than ever just to stay afloat.
Yeah.
So it, you know, I try to find out just from the people I know how business is,
mm-hmm.
and you know, for running the gamut from lawyers to wine distributors and
mm-hmm.
and all kinds of retailers. My friends are really struggling, and I get one good report really. One friend of mine does what you would call Six Sigma consulting.
He mm-hmm.
takes some sophisticated math and he applies it to manufacturing processes. So his clients are manufacturers
mm-hmm.
and he's just coming off the most sluggish period that he's ever had of about a year.
Yeah.
And he says things are finally starting to pick up. So that's the only report I can corroborate myself that perhaps things are turning.
Well, but what about the news coming out in terms of, I mean, the fact that unemployment went down just a skosh, you know, that made big news, and all of a sudden there's dancing in the streets, even though there's absolutely no call for it. But then the talk about housing prices beginning to recover, the talk about a better holiday retail season than we had last year, et cetera, you know, I think those are... I don't want to call anybody a liar because I'm not the kind of person who does that. But I have to tell you, those numbers are really misleading in my opinion. Would you agree?
Well, yes. And I think that if you go back in time, I've got a big book that I just bought. It's all of the New York Times front pages going back to the 1800s, I believe it is. And you find that that during periods of distress, certainly during the 30s,
yeah.
the headlines were pretty much what you see now. And you get the impression that the media considers its news media thinks of it as its job to get out there and kind of rally the troops and to be as optimistic as they can. So in a way, you have to, you know, you take it with a grain of salt. But on the other hand, you need somebody out there to say that the world isn't going to hell, and I'm thankful they're out there. But, of course, sometimes the truth gets stretched so much, and it gets so bent out of shape with respect to this stimulus program that you're thinking, well, this isn't just cheerleading. These are flat-out lies.
I agree with you 100%. You know, we were having dinner with some folks over the holidays, Rick, and we were talking about the radio show and then the rest of it. And the thing that my friend said is he said, the one place where I question what you're talking about of sorts on your show is, he said, Al, I've known you for, you know, 25 years, and you are basically an optimist. What do you talk about all this gloom and doom all the time for? You know, and my response was, I said, well, Harry, you know, it isn't so much a question of stressing gloom and doom, but it's a question of painting a picture of reality. And the reason that I think we need to do that is because there are actions that have to be taken by each and every individual in the United States to make this thing work. And if what these people are doing is based on, you know, I mean, if what the everyday guy or gal on the street is doing is based on false assumptions or false information, then we're not going to get anywhere.
Yeah, I agree. And you know, the one place that you can look, if it doesn't matter what the headlines say, I think the one place where we can measure the extent to which the economy has fallen, and the actually even bigger than the economy, really, it's the substance of our lives, is in the 401k area.
Right.
You know, if it, I think the baby boomers have pretty much guessed at this point that they're not going to retire, or they're not going to be able to retire as early as they thought they would, and they won't be able to retire in the kind of style that they had imagined.
Yeah.
And, you know, for baby boomers who got socked with stock market losses in the last year or two,
sure,
there may be no retirement at all.
You know, it's interesting. I have spoken with a number of friends over the past couple of years, and it is interesting how many people are now saying vis-a-vis retirement. I mean, you know, boy, now really isn't the time for us to be able to do something like that. I mean, you and I, you know, we've had this conversation many times before, but, you know, you and I are probably never going to retire because what we do is so much fun. You know, in my mind anyway, it's like not working, you know, and I have no intention of ever retiring. But having said that, yeah, the patterns, task patterns, spending patterns, et cetera, of people around the country really are in a direction of, especially for people my age, going in a direction of non-retirement. That's for sure. You know, one last comment I'd like to get from you. Article in the Seattle Times last Sunday talked about how people were adjusting to this terrible recession that we're in by a refocus of values. You know, instead of spending money to feel good, they were talking about how people are now doing other things, i.e., more family activities, more outdoor activities, exercise, et cetera, et cetera, more saving. I mean, savings rates in the country are really up right now. I think that those things are all really positive, and I'm glad to see it.
I think you're right. You know, if there's a silver lining there, when people are not so busy doing things, exciting things, going fabulous places, and spending a lot of money to enjoy their leisure,
yeah,
it puts them in a more mundane kind of life. And I think the best that could come out of hard times, really, and the one thing that I would that I hope is in a resurgence is just basic kindness.
I agree. I agree 100%. That's one positive thing out of this. Rick, thanks so much.
Thank you, Al.
Big Al's going to be right back.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area, because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be, all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990, this is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. You know, you have to admit, Rick Ackerman is a very, very interesting guy. I have learned to really respect some of his predictions, for lack of better terms. Incredibly accurate, been involved in the industry for a long time. So he is a newsletter writer that you really want to take seriously. Okay, back with another gentleman who I have taken seriously for a number of years, Kevin Kerr. Kevin, thank you so much for joining me. I appreciate it.
Well, thanks, Al. Good to be here.
Now, you're in New York someplace right now. Is that correct?
I am high above New York City. That's correct.
Well, you're on the
nice and chilly here this week.
If I'm not mistaken, you're on the 22nd floor someplace back there. Or
yeah,
thereabouts.
Right, midtown.
The higher you go, the colder it is. Kevin, your expertise, among other things, is in the area of commodities. We've discussed that before. A number of my colleagues are very, very bullish as to where commodity prices are going to go during 2010. A lot of people are, when I say bullish on that, I don't mean necessarily from the purchaser standpoint, but, you know, from the purchaser user standpoint, but more from the investor standpoint. Do you think commodity prices as a whole, and let's start with precious metals, are going to perform well in 2010?
I absolutely do. Yeah, I'm in the same camp, but probably even more extreme. I believe that, you know, the last decade, we've really seen commodities come into their own. They've come on a lot of radar screens. I've been trading commodities for 20 years.
Right.
So the last decade, we really saw commodities we talked about more than I've ever seen in my career. And I think now that people are more aware of it, that the world is really starting to become a smaller place with more and more people, we are going to see commodities become a much more important asset class,
mm-hmm.
a more respected asset class. We're already seeing that, and actually a form of currency,
mm-hmm.
For lack of a better word.
Yeah, Yeah. Well, gold definitely, and silver, I think one could say, you know, with a great degree of accuracy, are a form of currency. Let's talk about gold first. As my listeners are aware, I'm very, very bullish on gold. Right now, we're seeing gold strengthen after a number of days of decreasing prices. Gold continues to go up right now. People, some of our guests are saying they're thinking a floor on gold would be 1,000. Others are saying a floor on gold would be around 1,100 an ounce. I'm more in the camp of 1,100 an ounce because I think you're going to see a significant decoupling between the price of gold and the value of the U.S. dollar. You know, in the past, as the dollar strengthens, the price of gold typically goes down. I don't think that's going to happen this time.
Yeah, I have to concur with you, Al. I've said on your program before, and you and I have discussed it at length over the years.
Mm-hmm.
Gold is you know, a significant value, and it's now coming into its own. We did see it pull back at the end of the year, just as I talked about it.
Sure.
We saw a slight dollar rally. And we haven't really seen the dollar fall significantly since the start of the year, but as I expected, gold is ratcheting up very mm-hmm. quickly here, almost $40 in the last few days.
Yep.
And you know, again, trending back towards that 1100 mark. And really our target for this year minimally is $1,300 or $1,400, maybe $1,500.
Yep.
And anything significant could drive it much higher than that. So I agree with you. I think 1100 is a minimal baseline for probably the next 12 to 18 months.
Let's talk a little bit about input, things that could drive the price higher. You know, my favorite one right now, you know, if you could have a favorite.
There's so many.
Well, no, there are. There are so many. I agree. I mean, as I wrote in an article, a number of articles that were published on Kitco, that, you know, I think we're in a perfect storm for gold. But right now, I think the main concern is the situation in the Middle East. That place is a powder keg. And I think the impact that if a major negative event occurred there, I think you'd see the price of gold go up $200 to $300 in a day.
Yeah, it's the events that we don't even know about
right.
yet. You know, like the 9/11s, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Those things, unfortunately, probably will happen again, you
yep.
know, and where and when and how, we don't know. And those kind of unexpected events are the kind of risk premium we see pouring into not only oil and some of the other commodities, but certainly into gold.
Yeah.
It's one of the few places that you can have some security in such a world as we live in right now.
What do you think about silver? And the reason I'm asking, kind of a selfish reason, but my wife and I buy 1 ounce silver rounds. I like silver because I like the leverage that's involved in it, and also I think in my cutoff for investing in gold really is somewhere around $500,000. I think if you're talking about purchasing less than that, you're almost wasting your time. I think silver is more suited to smaller investors. Do you agree with that?
I do, and I don't think it's even for smaller investors. I'll be very frank. I mean, I own more silver than I do gold, and
yeah.
in the same form that you're talking about. And I like the metal for various reasons. One, because it is more affordable
sure.
on a relative basis, but also because it does have that industrial component. And you know, a lot of people don't even know that. They aren't
yeah.
aware of that.
Yeah.
And I think that you will see silver increase in demand simply because of that, as well as its precious metal quality. So it kind of has a double-edged sword for silver, which gold doesn't necessarily have.
No.
But obviously, I like both.
Yeah, no, we're both in agreement on that. What about base metals for 2010, Kevin?
Well, base metals remain strong, and copper has been an overperformer. Many of the other metals, the tin and lead and everything else, I think is going to continue to be in demand.
Mm-hmm.
China has an agenda. They are very smart. They know what they're doing. They're acquiring a lot of these things. I just don't subscribe to the idea that, this has all been a bubble. We may see some wild swings in some of these markets, that's for sure.
Yep.
But the long-term understanding is that population is growing, demand is growing, the economy will recover. And these prices will go up.
Yeah, I think you're completely right about that. Expertise in oil. Okay, we're seeing the price of oil ratchet back up towards $100 a barrel again. A lot of people are saying they think it's going to go higher. What are your views on that?
It's a little premature. You know, yeah. I was just on CNBC the other day, and I was asked the same question. And I said, you know, right now I think we've seen this ratchet up for a few reasons. One, of course, what's going on in Iran. And elsewhere. And two, the colder weather in the United States. So it's important to understand that this, you know, this oil surging past $83 is probably getting a bit ahead of itself. It starts to warm up a little bit. Things calm down in Iran temporarily. You know, we could see this close-end price adjust. But the important thing to remember is the longer-term price, like all the other commodities, is going to go up significantly. We're setting ourselves up for a real price spike in second and third quarter because a lot of the production is down.
Yeah. You know, I had an interesting discussion with a fellow about the oil supply, the concept of peak oil, et cetera, and my co-host on a show that now airs on the Business Radio Network, it will start airing, I should say, on the Business Radio Network in a couple of weeks. I do a show with a fellow named Steve Carr.
Yes, congratulations on that, by the way.
Thank you very much. And Steve is convinced, based on his research, that really the concept of dwindling oil supplies is a misnomer. Would you
right.
agree with that?
I do 100%. You know, and again, I said this on the television the other day.
Mm-hmm.
The bottom line is people don't understand peak oil. This is not a spigot that is just going to be shut off and suddenly there's no oil. And that, a lot of times when people bring up peak oil, they're pigeonholed into that corner saying, well, what are you saying? We're out of oil? We're not out of oil. And oil itself will not run out for years. Now, they're talking about all these new finds. We must understand that these oil finds that we're finding are not the easy to get to,
no.
Easy to refine crudes. These are deep water, expensive to drill, expensive to refine crudes. The price is going to go up to find these crudes, and they're not in the best areas in the world, certainly for United States investment.
Well, let's talk about the find that was just announced today by Chevron in the Gulf of Mexico. What, about an hour's helicopter ride, as they called it, south of Louisiana? That's pretty big. But to get to that, boy, the technology that you're going to need is staggering. I mean, we're talking about something that's way underwater and then 5 miles under the bottom or something. Okay, well, that's very interesting. Kevin, take 20 seconds, if you would. Tell our listeners a little bit about what you do.
Well, I've been a lifelong commodities trader. I've worked with Paul Tudor Jones on the floor of the New York Cotton Exchange, and I have newsletters that I write. Our readers trade options with me, and we have a great old time. We have two websites, kerrtrade.com, kerrtrade.com, and kerrcommoditieswatch.com, which is our publication.
Okay.
Love to have you stop by.
And if you folks want any information on that, we'll make Kevin our newsletter writer of the week next week. You can click on that banner, which is at the bottom of the homepage, and get all the information you want. The gal's going to be right back with James Turk. We're going to talk gold.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
America is in deep, deep trouble because we don't know our rights. Let's get real freedom back into America by teaching and promoting the Bill of Rights with the 2010 Freedom Calendar. Why? Because our forefathers gave them to us. Because the Freedom Calendar is true patriotism in action. And because if you don't know your rights and use them, you may lose them. The Freedom Calendar is the best educational tool in over 200 years. It shows in detail how to use your rights, how to answer any bureaucrat, how to use your guaranteed rights for true freedom. The
Freedom Calendar is the easy way to learn the proper use and function of each of our rights and is perfect for homeschoolers, business promotions, and fundraisers. Order your Freedom Calendar now for just $15, and discounts are available for bulk orders. Call 651-771-5234. Again, 651-771-5234. The Freedom Calendar. Know your rights or lose them. Order now while supplies last. Call 651-771-5234 today.
Hello, at ofthefield.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on ofthefield.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
I have about 15 wild food guides on my bookshelf, which left me wondering if I even needed another book. Boy, was I wrong. My knowledge exploded to an entire universe of wild foods.
In olden days, it was the norm to know which plants are edible and which are not.
Dear Linda, just wanted to let you know I received your book today.
Wow. I watched the DVD last night. I was awestruck. What wonderful work you have done. This information can bless many people. Thank you. Again.
Thanks again.
Your book has given me the most hope and inspiration. Thank you.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at ofthefield.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
Remain in your houses. The President of the United States has declared martial law under Executive Order 11004.
Will they do it? Will they pull the trigger this time? We all pray they stand down, but an engineered crisis seems more likely with each passing day. Think it can't happen here? Executive Order 10990 locks down all highways. Executive Order 10995 seizes control of all media outlets. Executive Order 10998 controls all farms and food supplies. All these executive orders are now cocked, loaded, and waiting for the right crisis. So if you're worried about the possibility of martial law here in America or have questions about how to survive it, go to martiallawsurvival.com. That's martiallawsurvival.com. Go to martiallawsurvival.com right now.
You must remain in your houses until your bracelets are scanned.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, I'm back with my buddy James Turk. James is, in my opinion, I think I mentioned this earlier in the show, he is probably the foremost authority in the world when it comes to gold. James is a former international banker. He is involved with his son in an organization right now called Gold Money. It's a way for folks to invest in gold without actually taking possession of the gold, within their own homes, for lack of better terms. James has been doing this for a lot of years. He is highly respected, published author, frequent speaker around the world at various investment conferences, and it's great to be able to call him a colleague of mine. James, thanks for joining me. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Al.
Okay, interesting situation. Obviously, I want to talk about your outlook on gold for 2010. As we're recording this, gold had a relatively decent week. It's down a little bit today as we're recording, down about $6.50 to $1131.50 at $1132.50. But that's okay. We haven't seen the major correction that a lot of people have predicted. Myself not being one of them, I don't think we're going to see a major downward correction, but time will tell. What are your views for 2010? I know that's a long time frame, but, I know you're comfortable talking about that, too.
Well, gold is up 9 years in a row against the U.S. dollar, and it's up against most years against most of the other world's major currencies. And I see no reason to suggest that it's not going to be 10 years in a row on the upside for gold against the U.S. dollar. There's nothing fundamentally changing from the policymakers in Washington to suggest that somebody should hold dollars instead of gold. Interest rates are still zero, and they're going to stay close to zero for a long time. They're spending money like there's no tomorrow. And until they take the steps like Paul Volcker did back in the early 1980s, you have to stay out of the dollar and stay in gold and silver.
James, a lot of people would say that the dollar is going to tighten up. A lot of people would say it's going to have to tighten up for the sake of the U.S. economy. The only way that the dollar can strengthen, I use the word tighten up, I actually mean strengthen, the only way that that can happen is if the Fed raises interest rates. Now, I think raising interest rates would be very detrimental to economic growth in the United States right now. But you know, there are those in Washington, D.C. who are saying, no, this is the thing we're going to have to do. And point of fact, as we're recording this thing, the dollar is up almost half a buck on the index, 77.96 right now.
Yeah, you know, the dollar does bounce up and down occasionally, but it's still in a long-term downtrend. But you're absolutely right. They have to raise interest rates just like Volcker did, but there's no will to raise interest rates. They think that they can jumpstart the economy and get revenues going into the government to offset these big deficits from the tremendous government spending that's going on by generating economic activity with more debt. But, you know, this engine is flooded. You can step on the gas pedal all you want, and it's not going to do anything because there's too much debt in the economy already. So what's happening here is by keeping interest rates low, not only are they jeopardizing the economy, but they could irreparably damage the dollar. And in that kind of environment, you want to continue to hold gold and silver. And, you know, you have to take a positive outlook on both of them in the year ahead.
I would agree with you, and listeners know that I'm in complete agreement with that. One of our colleagues, however, Dennis Gartman, feels just the opposite. He thinks we're at a major turning point in the dollar. I read his newsletter every day. He thinks we're at a major turning point in the dollar, and you're going to see some significant strengthening. What are your thoughts on that? I mean, Gartman's a pretty respected guy.
He's saying that based on, you know, some kind of fundamental change that he sees that's not apparent anywhere in the world?
Well, I guess. You know, he is a bit of a contrarian lots of times. So, you know, I guess that's a good place to leave it. But, yeah, I mean, he is he's giving a lot of reasons for it. And, you know, that's kind of not the subject of this particular discussion. But I personally think there is a chance, and I'm saying this for the first time in my life, there's a chance the dollar could collapse. I mean, and I would say I'd put that at about 35 to 40%.
Well, you know, that's the topic of the book that I wrote with John Rubino back in 2004, The Collapse of the Dollar.
Yeah.
And, you know, albeit currencies eventually collapse, and I think that's going to happen with the U.S. dollar. You know, a lot of people are talking about the big carry trade in the U.S. dollar and the short position. But the reality is the big position is everyone is long dollars. And, you know, being long dollars, that's where the exits are going to come. You're going to see people exiting the dollar as they get more and more nervous about what's going on in Washington. And so I think this year is going to be a big up year for gold and a big down year for the dollar against the precious metals.
You know,
don't look so much the dollar versus the other currencies, though, Al, because, you know, all currencies are basically fiat currencies. Mm-hmm. They're all being mismanaged. So all currencies will go down relative to the metals, which is basically the story of this decade.
I personally feel very, very strongly that for people to preserve their wealth, they need to invest in either gold or silver. And the reason I say that isn't because it's important to Al Corland for the dollar to go up in value or an ounce of silver to go up in value. It's because gold and silver represent a great insurance policy. I think, you know, if you're attempting to insure yourself and your family against fiat currency crumbling, for lack of better terms, gold and silver, ever since day one, gold and silver has been the place to be. It, you know, you don't invest in gold and silver because you're a short-term trader and you want to make a quick buck over the next 30, 60, 90 days. You invest in gold and silver because you want to have a certain amount of your portfolio in the area that will, in an area, I guess I should say, that will protect you from, you know, from a devastating event, which I think could occur. I agree with you. I don't see anything fundamentally getting better with our economy, or most of the economies around the world for that matter, James.
Yeah, exactly. You know, unemployment is continuing to rise. You can't really have good economic activity when unemployment is continuing to rise. And, you know, the big problem, though, continues to be the debt, the levels of debt. And, you know, not only at the housing market and those types of problems, but at the government level, you know, we're just putting on trillions and trillions of dollars of new debt, both funded and unfunded liabilities. And, you know, this is ultimately going to destroy the currency unless they do something about it. And I see no indication whatsoever that they intend to do anything about it.
Well,
and,
you know,
even the fact that you have a couple of big-name senators getting ready to step down and surprising everybody, mm-hmm. maybe they see some storm clouds on the horizon and they want to get out of Dodge when the timing is still good.
there is some truth to that. Here are some interesting numbers that really substantiate what you're saying. This came out in Forbes this morning, Thursday morning when we're recording this thing. The total current U.S. national debt today is $12.17 trillion. Okay, that's a number that is hard to visualize for the average person. Let's take it down to the personal level. The total current U.S. national debt per taxpayer. This isn't per person, because there's a lot of people out there who don't pay taxes. Per taxpayer is $111,622. The debt to GDP, gross domestic product ratio, is 83.5. What kind of legacy, James, are we leaving our kids?
Yeah, it's really quite sad. We have to go back to the wisdom of the framers of the Constitution. You know, they put gold and silver in the Constitution because of the problems they had with the country's first currency, the Continental, which was the fiat currency, and it collapsed. And because of the devastation, economic devastation that it caused, one of the reasons they wanted to create a more perfect union was to create a monetary system that was stable and sound, and that's what they did with the silver dollar. And we abandoned the wisdom of the framers in 1971, and now we're going through the same consequences they did with the Continental. It's really quite sad and tragic.
It is sad and tragic. You know, I think that when our economy began to really, really go downhill was when Nixon took us off the gold standard in 1971, because taking a society off the gold standard, going to a fiat currency, and a fiat currency historically has never lasted more than 200 years. In the history of the world, it's never lasted more than 200 years. You know, going off the gold standard allowed the United States to amass this $12.17 trillion debt that we're talking about. And you know what? That's nothing. Wait until this medical proposal is put into place, the proposal that our president says is basically deficit neutral. There is no way that that proposal can come out as being deficit neutral. And I think that's why you have a lot of the senators running for the hills right now. Got about 30 seconds left. Tell us about goldmoney.com.
Okay, gold money is a very convenient, safe, economical way to buy and sell gold and silver online and have it stored for you in either Zurich or in London. I'm presently storing just under $900 million of gold and silver for our customers, which are located in over 100 different countries worldwide.
Pretty successful organization. Okay, let me make a couple suggestions. You really need, folks that are interested in this topic, and I'll bet you all of you are, you really need to read James' book. I'm sure it's available. I know it's available on Amazon. And then if you're looking for a way to hedge your bets, so to speak, take a look, among other things, at goldmoney.com. James, thanks so much for your time.
Thanks, Al.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local stations and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.